You gotta use a record clear from the park to the repair shop, and gee, then the repairs, the time, and one thing or another, I don't know whether that pays or not.
Well, of course, a lot of them go in just for sport, and others go in, you know, try to make some money. But it's a rough fellow, and when you see 35 or 40 of them get a green flag and won the race, it was only about 10 or 12 left. So of course, you won't get hurt.
Yeah, 10 for a while. After all, it's only a little heavy tin on the chassis. And it's a wonderful thing they got a pipe frame around them. I hope that pipe's good and strong.
It must be to sell them while they took an awful beating out there last week. There wasn't one. They got hurt outside a couple of scratches. And they went end over end, side over side, and upside down, and everything else. And that business, that whole solid good is inside, and then it got demolished.
I think of it, Bill. Sometimes on them, I don't know about them, but some of those racing cars, I've seen them pile into one, another one come and hit them, and you go right over the top, another one turning and twisting, and right over the top, and down on the other side, set right up on its motor, and then somebody come right along in the back and hit it again, right on his radiator, clear the way to.
Now later on, when they demolition race, when they try to stave them up, or stave up the other guy, and the one that continues running the longest is the winner.
Yeah, I see that on the TV and the movies, but I have never seen it live.
Yeah, I saw it one time at the fairground quite a few years ago, and they had to go backwards. They wouldn't let them go straight ahead. They started on the track, like the regular drivers, and instead of driving straight ahead, they just drive backwards. And boy, that was really they were saving their motors. They'd back in, the other one back in too, and side too, and everywhere with the motor. They didn't have any wheels, tires, or anything left to make it through.
Boy, that must be funny though, Bill. You know what, that put me in mind of intoxicated drivers.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. They was all over the track, just like a driver's all over the road. It was real interesting, but they don't use the regular stock cars for that. They pick up some old gill off to the run, and when they end up over there, there's a seat and steering wheel.
And boy, that was comical. I see all kinds of things moving, though, at the last one. I know one time, there was one that was pretty good shape there, and he was just getting away for, you know, for a clean breath. And this fellow, all four wheels wobbling, says, I can't make it, and this guy's not either. So he swung around and hit the guy, and he came in with one hind wheel that was wobbling. I don't know how the thing went. It must have rubbed something, but that was wobbling back and forth. It put your mind in one of those mixes in a bowl, you know, how it wobbles.
Surprising. I was down the beach race at Portland, and they had a few years ago, and the lead car, he was out front, and he was really grinding along, and he lost the front wheel. And he come in, said he was finished off three laps on his brake drum, and he took the checkered flag of where was the start line.
Yeah, 10-4. Usually that's pretty dangerous. I imagine if, you know what I mean, if it's track is pretty dry, I imagine that sand or gravel or whatever it is, I imagine that could cause a fire when that thing heated up. Would you? Must have been, couldn't have been any grease or anything left that rear end of the axle basin.
Yeah, that's the front wheel.
Oh, 10-4, yeah. Yeah, boy, that would have been something. Or was he driving backwards, Bill?
Oh, dang, this is a regular race. And he had 3 laps to go, and then he got a 1/5 mile track. So that's just putting in 9/10 of a mile. He drove 9:27, 27 30 or whatever you want to call it. And he had to go around there 3 more times. 3/3 of a mile. So that's really putting a lot of strain on that cast iron brake housing.
Yeah, I imagine. And them's a pretty expensive rig those fellas got there. What I mean, if they stayed one of them up, motor one thing or another, that runs into perhaps 10 or 15 cents.
There you go. Yeah, okay, Doug. Let's take care of
the races, so I got the lead in. We'll see
you later.
So, KBC 7841
Mobile. It's clear
escape 08401 on channel 9. Yeah, I awful glad you give me a call back. I was in a hurry the last time, Bill, and I driver was able to finish a talk here, conversation, and you're sounding good form. So I'll let you go and listen for you later. This is KOA 4011, clear with KBC 7843 Mobile.